Welcome to the Not New Movie Review. I'm Ross.
2020.
I'm Jeremy Wainwright.
And this is a special, social distancing special.
Social studies distancing.
Let's see, this is day 7 in quarantine, right?
Well, neither of us are allowed to quarantine. We'd have to get sick for us to be able to quarantine.
Yeah. But I feel like this is good practice, though, because if something happens, like a bomb drops or whatever, we're still going to post, you know?
Yeah, well, we're going to post well into World War III.
Let's see. Today, we're still talking diesel.
We're refueling up on the diesel fuel.
Yes. And
I'm looking you in the eyes.
Oh, okay. I'm looking you in the eyes. are you looking me in the eyes?
I think so.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I couldn't tell because your glasses.
Nice. I'm sorry. I shouldn't do that.
Nice. So today we're talking about
recording a podcast right now. It's weird.
Triple X.
That's three X's. One of them is bigger than the other two.
That's true.
And I read in the trivia that they did that to make it differentiate it from the porno title or porno rating.
So, I guess it worked. I mean,
so.
Although when I searched Triple X on iTunes, I think a porn came up.
Oh, Jesus.
But I actually had this movie on DVD.
Is that how you watched it?
Yeah. The original copy from 2003 or whatever.
All right. I'm going to minimize you while I open my letterbox here.
Oh, same.
Yeah, no, my only past experience with this movie was, I remember one time my babysitter and her friends brought it over to watch it, and I saw the opening scene with the parachute off the bridge, and then they made me go to the other room. So,
I own this movie either because my uncle gave it to me, or I went to my great grandma's in Arizona. And she had this huge movie shelf, and she was like, "Oh, just take what you want." And I remember, like, number one, I remember being like, "Oh, sick!" And then number two, I'm like, "Why do you have this movie?"
She's badass. That's why.
But yeah, I think that's where I got it from. But I think I took it because I was like, "I think my uncle owns this, and if he owns it, then I got to. Cool. It must be cool." Yeah.
It wasn't because you were a diehard Vin Diesel fan as a kid.
Well, we'll get there. Once we talk about the pacifier, that'll all be cleared up.
Oh, Jesus. All right, so I guess we'll...
But before we get to the deep dive, what have you been watching?
Well, let me tell you, as I read my letterbox upside down, this is going to be a challenge. Since we last talked and we watched Boiler Room, I watched The Invisible Man, the new film.
Oh, cool.
It rules. Lee Winnell's on a hot streak right now. After Upgrade, you know. Is Elizabeth Moss great in it, you know? It's good. It's a good movie. It's spooky. It's got some good...
Yeah, I saw the part in the trailer where she throws the paint on him. And it, like... Oh. That looks so cool in the trailer.
Oh, God. I didn't see that part in the trailer, so that scared the shit out of me in the movie. But after that, my girlfriend and I have been watching Godzilla movies. So I watched Godzilla vs. Biollante. Which rules. He basically fights a giant flower. It's awesome.
Oh, I thought he was like a giant mime.
I mean, that'd be cool. The giant mime built a like a glass fortress around Godzilla. He couldn't get out. And then I went to see a movie that...
Are you going to the movies during lockdown? What are you...
No. I saw this before they closed everything. I saw it the way back... Way back before they closed everything.
Basketball, listen, Ben Affleck listen. Movie.
It is a great motion picture.
Okay, all right.
You're going to be so mad that you didn't go see it with me when you watch it on HBO in 3 months.
Better than The Coach or whatever?
Coach Carter.
Coach God Carter.
I haven't seen Coach Carter, but it's probably better.
Wow.
No, it's just a very, I don't know, it's like such a simple story that you've seen 100 times, but it's told in like... such a unique way. It's very heartfelt and touching, and I liked it. Plus, I love Ben Affleck.
And he became an alcoholic for this movie.
Yes, just like real life.
Wow.
But and then or Godzilla, I watched The Terror of Mechagodzilla, which rules. I bought that Criterion set where it's like the first 15 Godzilla movies in this giant Blu-ray set because it was half off.
Mm-hmm.
So basically we've been watching them from there. And then I just randomly decided I wanted to rewatch the Oceans trilogy. So I rewatched Oceans 11, which is still a perfect movie. Like every time I watch it, I'm like, even though I've seen it like four times now, I'm like, how are they going to pull this heist off? And then I'm like, oh my God, they did it.
I've only seen 13.
How the fuck does that work?
Because I remember this might also be another movie gallery situation. I think I might have picked it up at Walmart, like when it was in like the $2 bin or whatever.
Did you not know there were two movies preceding it?
At that time, probably not. But I saw it was an Oceans movie. And I was like, oh, I'm getting this. Because, you know, I see all these people on the front cover. Bernie Mac, Brad Pitt.
George Clooney. Casey Affleck.
Al Pacino. You know, I'm like, I got to get this.
Understand. Well, you should definitely watch the first two because the third one pays off like a slot machine if you've seen the first two. Because after Ocean's 11, I watched Ocean's 12, which also rules.
Oh, I have seen Ocean's 8.
It's all right.
It's a prequel, right? To 11.
It takes place in the same universe. It's not a prequel, though.
But it comes before 11.
But Sandra Bullock just plays George Clooney's sister, I think.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
But and then I watched Ocean's 13, which also just rules. They're just such fun movies. I like watching handsome celebrities steal things. My favorite bit is in Ocean's 13. When they send, there's the two brothers, Casey Affleck and Scott Kahn. They send Casey Affleck down to the Mexican factory.
Casey Affleck's in that movie.
Yeah, I know he's a controversial figure now, but he's hilarious in these movies. But there's the bit in Ocean's 13 where they send him down to the factory in Mexico to put the like stuff in the dye, and he starts a labor revolution.
Mm-hmm. And
they send his brother down to get him, and then he gets in the same revolution. It's incredible.
Casey Affleck has not earned his keep in Hollywood whatsoever.
Well, he's good in the Ocean's movies, which those were way back before like he was even remotely big. And then he's good in Manchester by the Sea, but he's definitely, you know, his reputation, you know.
But I mean, like,
he's no Ben Affleck.
Exactly, yeah. Ben, like, him and, you know, him and Matt Damon did the Good Will Hunting thing, and then... You know, and then Casey Affleck just gets to be in movies.
You know, he's doing his best. But, oh, fuck, I gotta find FaceTime now. All right. But then, after that, I've watched another Godzilla movie, Godzilla vs. Gigan. So, a lot of Godzilla movies. I've been watching mostly TV, like, I've been keeping up with Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's been hilarious.
I just watched my first episode of that.
Isn't it hilarious?
The one, yeah. Oh my god! It might have been the most recent one because someone else was watching it, and I was just watching it with them. It was the one where John Hamm follows him around. Yes, he's
pretending to be Larry David.
Oh my god!
You should start from the beginning on HBO. The thing to know is that it looks really, really bad at the beginning because they've always just shot on whatever digital cameras were available. But it is like front to back from like, all 9 seasons are just hilarious.
Yeah, that was like one of the funniest episodes of TV I've ever seen.
God, I fucking love it so much. But yeah, basically that's all I've been watching.
Oof, are you ready for this?
No.
So since Boiler Room. Oh wait, I didn't tell you about my. No, I don't think I did. I saw Jurassic Park 3. Did a rewatch of that. So I finished out the trilogy.
You're not gonna go for all 5.
No, I've seen the other two. It's I don't know. It gets weird.
Are you excited for Jurassic World Dominion?
I guess. I thought it was Domination.
No, it's Dominion.
Oh, yeah. I'll see it. Yeah, why not? Then I watched Pokemon Mewtwo Strikes Back Evolution.
Oh.
Which is the 3D remake of the 1999 one.
How was it?
Not great.
Was it pointless?
Yes. Because this is what they do, right? So they make it all in 3D. And then in traditional animation, where you would have to like just cut to the next frame or whatever, they make the camera do it all in one move. So there's these weird empty pauses in the movie where the camera's just moving to get to the next frame where it's supposed to be. And then they change the script and stuff. Like, they don't say the same lines. Yeah,
that sounds ridiculous to me.
Yeah, it's just weird. The 3D looks good, though. Then I watched Pokemon, the first movie, Mewtwo Strikes Back, to compare them.
Do you still like it?
Oh, it's such a good movie.
I'm getting comfy. Oh, yeah, there we go.
What's that? You got one poster above your bed. It looks like Big Trouble in Little China.
Hell yeah. The John Carpenter, Kurt Russell masterpiece. Also, you might have to edit out some shuffling noises. I moved my computer, but...
I will not.
that's why we pay you the big bucks.
Then I watched Big for the first time.
Ooh, I've never seen Big. Did you watch it in honor of Tom Hanks getting the corona?
No, I actually watched it before. But yeah, for the first time. First time I've seen it.
Is it good?
It's okay. It's okay. It's nothing special. Like it could have been anyone besides Tom Hanks, and it would have been the same. But the fact that it's Tom Hanks just makes it a little more enjoyable. Then I watched Up for the first time.
Ooh, I haven't seen Up either.
That was it's really good.
It's really good.
So this started a little like Pixar tear that I went on last weekend.
If you rewatched any of the fucking Cars movies.
Oh, here we go. I basically one of the days last weekend, I just sat in front of the TV and just played one after another. After Up, I watched Lamp Life, which is a short that takes place after Toy Story 4, where Bo Peep tells Woody what happened in between.
Uh-huh.
Toy Story 3 and 4 with her. It's okay. Tom Hanks is not the voice of Woody in it, though.
I don't like that.
They used some other Hanks. I don't know what his relation is. But
Colin Hanks?
No, it wasn't Colin either. But the credits... Oh,
it might be the same one that they use for the Kingdom Hearts games.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. I didn't even think about that. Then I watched Toy Story 3.
The weakest of the four movies, but still good.
Right. Then I rewatched Cars 2. I'm just going down the line. I literally just went to Disney Plus and was watching them in order.
Did you rewatch A Bug's Life?
No, because I left off. This is picking up from my Pixar watch like last year.
Oh.
So I just started with Up because that's where I was. After Cars 2, I remember being a big defender of Cars 2 last time I watched it. I didn't enjoy it as much this time.
Yeah, I haven't even seen it, and I know that.
The first time, though, was really good. Kind of wish I just didn't watch it again. Because Michael Caine, you know, Michael Caine is a car.
What more do you need?
Yeah. Then I watched Brave for the first time.
Ooh, I haven't seen that one either. It's very polarizing.
What, like people like it or don't like it?
Yeah.
It's pretty good. I mean, it looks great. I don't know. It didn't hit with me because it's more of like a, you know, it's about a daughter and a mother kind of story. But that still didn't take away from, like, how good it was. I don't know.
Well, you both have long, red, curly hair. You couldn't relate to that.
That's true, yeah. No, I definitely felt like that. I was her in that situation, you know.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I don't know. Brave, like, the ones that I haven't seen but I feel, like, very little desire to watch are Brave and The Good Dinosaur.
Well, Brave is kind of in kind of a Ratatouille situation.
The fuck does that? Oh, because it changed directors.
Yeah, like halfway through.
Yeah, but it didn't change for the good, because didn't they fire the like woman off of it?
Right, right.
Some dude.
But with Ratatouille,
they were gonna have like Rob Schneider voice render it first. I mean,
With Ratatouille, like, we love Ratatouille, right?
It's the best movie ever made.
Yeah, Ratatouille is a 5-star. Brave, I gave 4 stars, because it does kind of seem like you can kind of tell that something was going not quite right through the screen. Like,
it's the opposite of Ratatouille.
Then I rewatched Monsters University.
Great film.
Great movie, yeah.
So something crazy right now that this epidemic has caused. There is a new Pixar movie out that neither of us have seen.
I know.
And now we can't go see it.
And I was going to go see it last week.
What do you think, Disney's going to join the bandwagon and make it available to rent?
Oh, see, that's tough, because I don't know if Disney will go that far.
Well, here's the thing. Disney loves money.
Yeah.
Onward was only out for like a week before this shenanigans happened.
Oh, I'm sure it's doing terribly.
It can't play anymore.
That's true. Yeah, yeah.
Are shut down. I can only imagine that they're going to want to recoup their costs somehow.
Yeah, maybe they just re-release it. Like, once everything comes back online.
It'd be pretty cool.
I hope it comes to rent, though. Because isn't it only, like, a couple studios doing that, where...
Yeah, well, Universal Studios is doing it with The Invisible Man and Hunt.
I want to see both of those. Great.
Yes. The only downside is they're $20 to rent or buy.
Yeah, I guess that's the cost of convenience. But
yeah.
But and then say, when but I think then, about it... I would buy. I would spend $20 on just 2 tickets alone. So
that's true. But the most important movie that's going to be able to rent and buy this Tuesday.
Bloodshot. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, finish your what you've been watching. What else did you watch?
Then I rewatched Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
It's a fun movie.
Okay, so here's I found some similarities between Ferris Bueller and Up. Okay. Because they're both 5-star movies. And here's why. Here's why, right? Okay, so Up, we get like a little short film to begin the movie where you kind of get like a little taste of,
very sad.
Of the character. No, not that part.
Oh, really?
They start out as kids. You see them as kids first.
Oh, Jesus.
Then... In Ferris Bueller, to establish the characters, we have mom and dad, Ferris and sister in the bedroom or whatever, when he's like, oh, whatever. Oh, I love you, mom, whatever. And they're like, get better.
I'm sick.
Yeah. Then in Up, it goes to the iconic short film of, you know, the through the years.
The married life.
Yeah, the married life. And it's like that could have been a Pixar short film by itself.
A lot of people say their opinion on Up is that I haven't seen it, but I've heard many people say that they think that Up should have just been that opening sequence.
Like just the short film?
Yeah. Because a lot of people think that what comes after that isn't really necessary.
No, I thought it was awesome.
Well, I haven't seen it. I need to see it desperately.
But then in Ferris Bueller, when I was watching it, it goes to the sequence where he's breaking the fourth wall and he's telling you how to play sick. To get out of school. And again, it's just like this short film that could have been like by itself.
Oh yeah. He stole it from Deadpool.
It's they kind of use the same formula. That's what I noticed.
Doesn't Infuse Brewer's Day Off during that doesn't it play that music where it's like, oh yeah.
Yeah, that's like the main track. And then I watched XXX.
Oh, I'm sorry. So did I. I'm looking at the credits right now. God. So Vin Diesel, he's coming off of the Fast and the Furious and
Boiler. That's true. Room. Yeah. No. This was before Fast and Furious.
No, this was after, because he reteams with Rob Cohen.
But then, why is this one his first leading action movie. Isn't Fast and Furious?
Maybe they count Paul Walker as the lead?
Oh, you know what? Maybe.
He is, yeah. he is more of a supporting character in the first one.
I'm looking it up. But yeah, technically, this is his first leading role.
This is the reason he wasn't in Too Fast, Too Furious.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he wanted to do this instead.
No, he's first billed in Fast and Furious.
Well, I saw the same IMDb fact that it is wrong.
Huh, weird. Maybe action movie? I guess they don't classify it as an action movie.
Fast and Furious?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know either.
Yeah, I don't know.
But,
So but yes, Triple X, XXX, rated XXX. Directed by Rob Cohen, who was well known for the Fast and Furious.
Yes, he's made a lot of bad movies.
Yeah, but for some reason, Fast and Furious and this turned into a huge franchise.
This is a very like loose definition of a franchise. Although, I'll keep saying it, the third movie in this franchise is the best one.
I mean, when it comes to kicking off a franchise, though, Fast and Furious does a way better job compared to this one. Hold on. Did you break it?
Wait, it's telling me that I have poor connection. I can't see you anymore.
Oh, maybe I'm too ugly?
I can still hear you, I guess.
So. Oh, okay. But, so, Jeremy, can you give us a brief synopsis of this movie?
Vin Diesel, adrenaline junkie, loves doing crazy things for the Xander
Zone. He's basically a vlogger. He's basically a YouTuber.
He is, a very dangerous YouTuber. He's like Logan Paul, but he does crazy stunts. You know, he sticks it to the man. He's got tattoos, and he takes it to the Xander Zone.
Tattoos don't look good.
They look terrible. But
did you watch this on Blu-ray or what did you?
Oh, I rented it from iTunes. I would never buy this movie.
Okay.
But I bought the third one. I have the third one. But you know, he's addicted to adrenaline, crazy stuff. He vlogs. He gets recruited by the NSA actually, which is weird.
Not only does he vlogs with a full crew.
Multiple angles.
Fit with, like eight different cameras. He has like professional ties that go onto the car.
He's a maniac. He gets recruited by the NSA, the government, to become a special agent, basically.
A new breed of secret agent. Xander Cage is your standard adrenaline junkie with no fear and a lousy attitude. When the U.S. government recruits him to go on a mission, he's not exactly thrilled. His mission? To gather information on an organization that may just be planning the destruction of the world, led by the nihilistic Yorgi.
I forgot his name is Yorgi.
Kind of sounds like Yorkie. Like,
or Corgi.
Yeah. This movie's weird.
It's such a 2000s movie.
Oh my god! Like from it's
the fucking opening.
So Boiler Room had a budget of $7 million.
Uh huh.
This had a budget of $70 million.
Jesus Christ!
10 times.
Well, here's the thing. They probably. I mean, I don't blame them after the Fast and the Furious. Like, we got this hot director, this hot star.
Right.
What do they want to do next?
And Vin Diesel was an executive producer on this movie. So he's been like crafting his own image since the beginning.
And then I read that originally they were supposed to return for the second one, but they thought the script sucked, so they gave it to Ice Cube.
Oh, he's not in the second one.
No, but he comes back for the third one.
Oh my god, that's like his thing.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my god!
The second one.
That's actually kind of cool.
Except for he doesn't skip the second Riddick, but
oh, he should have. Now I bet you Vin Diesel is actually a pretty smart business guy.
Oh, 100%.
Like the fact that he wanted to be an executive producer on this, and maybe Fast and Furious, I'm not sure. Early in the game.
Basically laid the seeds for the amount of power he would have in the future.
Yeah. And money.
Oh, and money, of course.
So worldwide to date, this movie has made $227 million.
So it was a popular movie.
Yeah, and I'm sure people watch it if they want to watch the newer ones.
Or if they want to watch something terrible.
Okay, so why is it terrible? Give us your terrible takes. Jeremy's terrible takes.
Well, here's the thing. There's so many, like, because I'm going to
keep referencing. It's a product of the time.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, the third one is basically the same concept, but, like,
where he stops the terrorists or whatever?
I don't remember what exactly the... I think they're terrorists in the third
one. Now, does he do a Fast and Furious where Ice Cube becomes part of the family?
Oh, you fucking bet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but he has, like, a small, like, action scene. It's incredible. But also, another plus to the third one is he has a crew with him. This one, like, I don't like Xander Cage as a character necessarily when he's by himself. Like, I don't find him that interesting. He's all edgy and tough.
Right,
and
right.
He's like, oh, fuck the man. Oh, I make cool with Russian gangsters. Look at me.
Right.
Like, but when he's got, like, a cool crew to bounce off of, you know, it's more fun. And yeah, also, I can like see you that. Said, this movie is just a product of its time. Like,
the editing is very cheesy.
Oh god! And there's so many like CGI zooms into like caverns and shit. And like,
there's a lot of sexism.
There's so much. They play fucking Let the Bodies Hit the Floor.
Oh that's yeah,
that's when I texted you, Jesus Christ, the music.
Oh yeah. Like, Tony Hawk was his driver.
Jesus Christ!
You didn't notice that?
I didn't notice that.
And when he jumps off the bridge, and it does the parachute thing. Tony Hawk's the driver of the car.
God damn it.
And then, of course, since he's like an extreme sports guy, there was a bunch of like skateboarders and BMX people at the... There was a lot of cameos that I looked up.
Which is a concept is so fucking stupid that it's cool to me. Like the idea of recruiting like extreme sports athletes to be like secret agents. It's so stupid, but I love it.
Right, right.
And like I say, the third one does it well. Like the third one opens... Which Sam Jackson comes back for all three. The third one opens with, like, there's, like, a...
Wait, so Sam Jackson is, like, the...
The Nick Fury of the Triple X movies. Like, the third one opens with, like, there's, like, a robbery at, like, a cafe or something. And, like, a pro soccer player, like kills the guy with a soccer ball. And oh, Sam damn. Jackson's like, oh, we need to recruit you for the Triple X program, which is what I'm assuming they name it after this movie.
Oh, wow. Oh, so it's named after him?
Yes.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
I should just let you borrow the third one. It rules.
And the second one.
No one needs to see the second
one. You gotta watch them all.
If we ever do Ice Cube, which would be fun, honestly, but...
Another thing that I hated.
I could see your face.
It's still not working? Are you on Wi-Fi? Well,
another thing you hated. Let me see if I figure this out.
Another thing was the see-through binocular scene.
Yeah, where he looks at the naked lady.
Yeah, it's so cringy.
there's a lot of that in here.
And then I hated the terrorist organization was called Anarchy 99 because they started in 1999.
That is actually really fucking stupid. And their plan, like, what is these, like, oh, I want to, like, destroy the world order with this weird fucking boat bomb called Ahab. And I'm like, oh,
I actually laughed when he was like, he's like, tell me about Anarchy 99. And he's like, oh, we just didn't like the government, so we started a group in 1999.
Well, at least she's straight to the point, I guess.
Yeah. I actually think the girl...
Asia Argento.
Yeah, I actually think she did a pretty good job.
No, she's awesome. She's actually a director. Like, she hasn't done a lot of acting.
Oh.
And she's the daughter of a huge Italian horror director named Dario Argento.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then, so another thing that sucked was that they used the iPhone alarm sound in during the end. When there's an alarm going off. Yeah, because I heard it, so I wrote it down. But it at the time, I think when they were making this movie, it was a stock sound effect in iMovie. I think it still is, too.
There's one line that I was going to try to memorize. Oh, what the fuck is it?
Oh, I wrote down some lines for you.
It's got to be in IMDb quotes.
I wrote down some of his best lines. I only got two of them, but.
What ones you got for me?
I got, so number one, right off the bat, like first 10 minutes, don't be a dick, dick.
Oh, God, that's pretty funny, actually.
And then when he meets Samuel Jackson, he says, kiss my ass, Scarface.
That is, yeah, I did like that one.
Yeah.
All right. I'm looking through IMDb quotes. There's such a good one. What was it? I did like the payoff where, like, he tells the guys, like, smoking's gonna kill you, and then he kills that guy with a heat-seeking rocket.
Right. That's what I wrote down for one of my favorite scenes. Well, one of my favorite things about the movie is that Xander Cage against smoking, not a smoker.
Yeah, it's great. I appreciate that.
Huge drinker, though.
Oh, he loves to drink and bang.
And bang. So much banging. Now, was this movie rated R or PG-13?
Well, I am on the IMDb right now, so let me tell you. It was rated PG-13.
Because the one... Hold on, I gotta switch headphones here.
All right. Oh. Well, the avalanche chase, because it sucks, because literally you can't tell what's going on. It's just a random like grouping of shots of like people like jet skiing and skateboarding and like I don't even know where fucking Vin Diesel is half the time during it.
It's awful.
And then he shakes the snow off at the end. He's like, "Love me some fresh powder."
Yeah, right.
Jesus. All the action scenes kind of suck ass. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, they have that mid-2000s glow. I
don't... Yeah, which is weird.
Or early 2000s.
The action, like, same director. The action scenes in the Fast and the Furious.
Good.
They're not the best, but they're definitely good. They're watchable.
Yeah.
Like.
What are some of your favorite scenes? Or...
That one fucking... I wish I could remember that line. It was incredible, but... It's okay.
Because right off the bat, I was into the, not the very beginning, but the Vin Diesel intro.
Oh, you didn't like the Rammstein concert?
No. I was like, oh, this is already.
Did you notice that the bad guy is the same bad guy from Aeon Flux?
No.
Guy's got a rough career.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he does.
The opening scene's fun where he steals the guy's car.
So the whole time the guy was like yelling at him, like, oh, don't scratch it or whatever. And the camera wasn't looking at him. And I was like, oh, I know who he's talking to.
It's Vin Diesel.
Yeah. And then it does the close up of the neck tattoo.
And you're like, I can tell the back of that man's head.
Yeah.
But my favorite scene, I don't know.
Cool. Yeah, I thought the whole Corvette chase thing in the beginning was really cool.
It definitely peaks early.
Yeah, and then I really like the diner scene with him and Samuel Jackson.
The diner scene's fun.
Where he...
Although I thought, like, how much must it suck to be that guy who's paid to be there and he gets his face smashed into a hot coffee pot?
Yeah. But for the most part, this movie is kind of like Mission Impossible for middle schoolers.
Yeah, not even like that's being generous. This movie feels like a music video.
Oh, yeah, kind of.
It feels like someone tried to make a live action Rocket Power movie. and like it's just not good.
Sometimes, well, the reason I asked if it was rated R is because sometimes the part where he goes into the bedroom, that was like borderline softcore porn. Oh yeah. My god!
It's like the things I do for my country.
Oh my god! This girl was like naked, like
just writhing around on the bed.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I don't know, but what was I? This movie. So, you know, his name's Triple X, the Xander Zone. We need to talk about the Xander Zone. He talks about that a lot.
Well, so here's the thing. So on the DVD, I don't know if this was, this probably wasn't in your rental because they don't
come. Can you go to the Xander Zone?
There's a menu item that says Xander Zone.
That's what I miss about the old DVDs. They had all the crazy shit on the menus.
So I had to click on it. I couldn't not go to the Xander Zone. I also miss when they had like those hidden menus.
Oh yeah.
So I went to the Xander Zone, and it's just what you think it is. It's like the special features or whatever.
Uh-huh.
What I thought it was going to be was a bunch of promo videos of Xander Cage doing stunts and stuff to promo the movie.
That would have been incredible.
It wasn't that. It was just the special features.
I did read in the trivia that a stuntman died while making this, so...
Yeah, I read that too.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. It was during... I forget what scene. It was a... He hit a pillar while he was...
They used his good take, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess that's good.
I totally forgot to pay attention to what scene it was.
I forgot to pay attention to most of this movie.
Well, I was actually in it for like... For, I would say, the first 25%.
It would grab me at random moments.
Yeah.
Or I would hear some fucking awful nu metal song playing in the background and be like, what the fuck is this? It's like, Jesus Christ. This movie is like someone took a Monster Energy drink and made
Oh my god, yeah.
It's literally it. Ugh. Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting.
So sorry. To the Xander Zone. I went to the Xander Zone.
I wish I could go.
And it was all the regular like special feature stuff, deleted scenes, commentary, and then there was one thing that said diesel powered.
Oh shit!
And I I was like, oh, this has got to be it. So I clicked on it, and it's like this 10-minute little behind the scenes clip of like.
Uh-huh.
Of all the cast, not all the cast, but the girl, what was her name?
Aja Argentino. Argento.
Argento. It was her, Rob Cohen.
The director.
And someone else that I, oh, the stunt coordinator.
He probably had a big job on this movie.
So the thing is, Vin Diesel wanted to do all of his own stunts.
I can only assume they didn't let him do that.
No, they did.
Really?
Yeah.
Like even the motorbike stuff?
He did the jump over the barn. Like, he did it.
Hmm.
Oh, boy, you're just going to hold this pork in your lap now?
He won't. Hold on.
First of all, I'm... Okay.
He stops when he stops.
So first of all, porgs don't wear clothes. I don't know.
This one does.
You're trying to domesticate him.
He's proud of his clothes. His name's Pablo. I'll put Pablo over here. But
so yeah, no, Vin Diesel did 95% of his stunts. There was one that they said that they didn't let him do.
Oh, and they CGI'd his head onto it.
Yeah. That. Yep.
I reheard the story, because Brendan Fraser had that big article that came out a few years ago about why he hasn't been in movies as much, and it was right. Really tragic.
And this guy, Rob Cohen, directed the last Mummy movie, I think?
Yeah, the worst one. But, which I would lose my shit if they made another Brendan Fraser Mummy movie. But, yeah, right. What was I going to say? In that article, he talked about, speaking of doing your own stunts, one of the reasons he stopped being in so many movies was that he did his own stunts for so long that he, like, really fucked up his body. and that like he compares himself to a broken horse. And,
oh,
like,
he, like, Jesus.
Yeah, it's really sad. And he actually has like a horse on his farm and he's like, oh, I know your pain. It's like so sad.
What?
So like actors, you don't be, not everyone can be a Tom Cruise, you know?
But apparently Vin Diesel tried.
He tried. I highly doubt he does his own stunts now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Highly doubt it. But I have to say, in terms of where this fits in his career, I appreciate that he made such a weird fucking movie. Like the concept is so weird and like dumb but cool.
Well, this definitely put him on the track to action star.
Oh yeah, because after this he had like A Man Apart,
which we'll get to.
The Pacifier, I don't think we'll get to that, but The Pacifier wouldn't have worked if you didn't have an action star being the main character.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and then obviously right now he's a bona fide action star with The Fast and the Furious, but also the Riddick movies, because Pitch Black is like right before this. So like, I don't know. I feel like this was a necessary step for him, even if the movies kind of sucks.
And it does suck.
It sucks so bad.
What would you give it?
Oh, it's getting like a 1.5.
It
was so bad.
What did I give it? I'm pretty sure I should have given it a 1.
God, but it sucks. So like, this is a kind of movie, like, sometimes I'll watch a bad movie like San Andreas, but like, it's the kind of movie where like, I'll watch it again if someone wants to watch it, because I'm like, yeah, there's something I can get out of this by watching it again. I don't want to watch this movie again.
No, it's pretty much you just watch it once to get introduced to the character, and then you can enjoy 3 or whatever.
Yeah, you skip right to 3, which is basically a masterpiece.
Now, is 3 the latest one?
Yes, and they've announced a 4, but it hasn't, like, he's a busy man right now.
Sure.
But I hope they make a 4, because 3 is just, it's just chef's kiss. It's amazing.
Now, do you think this takes place in the Fast and Furious universe?
I hope not.
Like, this is just another identity that he has.
Although, if they wanted to make a movie that crosses over Dominic Toretto, Xander Cage, and forgot what Riddick's first name is, but Riddick, that would be pretty cool.
Xander Cage loves cars.
He does love cars. So does Dominic Toretto.
Exactly.
Riddick does not love cars. He's almost blind. But you know his whole thing in Riddick is, right? Like he's like a space guy. Well, he's like a fugitive, but he got this surgery done on his eyes in prison that makes it so he can see in the dark.
Oh, whoa.
And they actually made 2 video games based on the Riddick movies that rule. We really should just do like a one-off Riddick episode, because those are very important to Vin Diesel.
That's true.
And I think you would love them. I own the first 2.
Pitch Black and Riddick?
Yeah, I own Pitch Black and Chronicles of Riddick. And then the third one is Riddick.
That came out a couple of years ago.
Yeah, 2013. But, no.
Well, you want to hit me with the Vin questions? I mean, I don't know what else there is to say. Was Vin Diesel
good in this movie?
I'm going to say, it's hard. It's so hard to say.
I think he does his best.
I think he does his best, but I still don't think it's a good performance.
he's so much better as Xander Cage in Return of Xander Cage, the third one.
But also, I don't think Vin Diesel at this moment has hit his stride as an actor in general.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, this was a stepping stone to his characters that he does now.
I could see that. Let me see. Going by memory here, was this a good movie for Vin Diesel?
Yes, 100%.
Oh yeah, every action star needs the building block movies, whether good or bad, to become a bona fide action star.
Yeah.
Like Arnold, he has his bad movies. Like Stallone has his bad movies, but without those bad movies, you don't build an I'm pronouncing it wrong, but like, you know, basically like resume building.
And I, honestly, there's kind of some similarities to him and Charlize.
Yeah, they both have a rough patch where they have to like build their credentials, you know.
Like the Expendables, especially in the beginning. Aside, yeah. If you take out the Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, he gets shot in the head right in the beginning, though. So. Yeah, and then were you gassing up on Diesel in this movie?
Just a little bit. Like I had enough money to get to where I was going.
I'd say I got like quarter of a tank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't go full Diesel though.
No. So yeah, you know, triple X, three X's because he's so extreme.
And he fucks.
He does fuck a lot. But speaking of Vin Diesel, we need to talk about a tragedy that's befallen us all.
Oh my God. I totally forgot oh my God.
Of course, with the current world events, you can't blame anyone. They've been delaying, postponing events, and specifically motion pictures. Now, we both agree that this might be a little too extreme of a delay.
This is insane. This is crazy.
They have pushed Fast and Furious 9 all the way to April of next year. It was supposed to come out in 2 months. Tickets were on sale. There is no reason it could not have just waited to see when things were going to get better. Maybe dropped it in like October, September, maybe August, you know? What comes out in August?
I don't know. Ridiculous.
We have to wait over a fucking year. It is. After giving us that beautiful trailer, telling us that Han is back, telling us that John Cena is Vin Diesel's brother, and it's just truly a tragedy.
It's terrible. It's awful.
It's horrible. So you will not be getting a Fast and Furious 9 episode from us this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was kind of the whole point of us doing Vin Diesel.
Yeah, we were pretty excited to build up. And I was excited to marathon all the movies, you know?
Yeah.
And I'll just rewatch Furious 7 for this stupid podcast.
I mean, let's see what Vin has been up to on his Instagram, I guess. Maybe he can tell us what's going on.
Yeah. Well, we also should mention that our next episode's probably going to be a Bloodshot episode if we both decide to rent it.
Oh, 100%.
So there is an upside, you know. We are getting some new Vin content.
I'm so down to watch Bloodshot.
I think Bloodshot looks rad. It's been getting mixed reviews, but, you know, sometimes people don't know what they got.
So, let's see. The latest post that he says... You know, he actually doesn't say anything about it.
About Bloodshot or Fast and Furious?
About Fast and Furious.
I thought he did.
The last Fast and Furious post was from February 21st, day before my birthday.
Well, like us all, he must be too heartbroken.
Well, he's definitely in mourning.
Oh, of course. Those movies are his babies.
But also, he's putting out a lot of Bloodshot promo pics.
Which, that's got to hurt, too, you know?
Oh, yeah. But the Fast and Furious thing makes sense to me because it's such a worldly movie.
Yeah, no, it definitely makes sense. Like, a lot of these movies, like, it makes sense that they pushed Black Widow. It makes sense that they pushed... Mulan, because these movies, like, they were going to be obviously huge hits all over the world.
Yeah.
And if half the world is currently under quarantine, like, it wouldn't make sense as a business decision.
Or just not going out because they don't want to, then.
Because if you have no reason to go out, you should stay home. That goes for everybody.
Yeah. He hasn't said anything about it, so...
We want to make it clear that we are anti-coronavirus on the Not New Movie Review.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We do not like it.
Anti-coronavirus.
Do not like it.
Now, I'm trying to find a post where he actually has been pretty smart with this, and he hasn't posted anything that says, like, get ready for Fast 9 in a month or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
All his stuff is just very vague, except for the Bloodshot stuff, which does have the dates on it. But
I wonder if Paul Walker's ghost can come down and cure the coronavirus.
He probably should, huh?
That would be incredible.
Yeah, I mean, huh, weird.
Yeah. I don't think what else there is to say about this movie and or Vin Diesel.
Well, Vin Diesel, I mean, I think we're just hitting the peak or hitting the tip of the iceberg. That's what I want to say.
Like as far as the movies we're discussing or just career?
Yeah, the movies were just his career, both.
Yeah, no, we're definitely, the movies only get better. Although A Man Apart, oh no, we have two really bad movies coming up.
What?
Oh my god. I've heard, well, Man Apart could be fun, but I've heard Babylon AD is like one of those like,
oh no, that one does look shit. Terrible. That yeah. one does look terrible.
After that though, we have Furious 7 and I think that's the most recent one. So, it's basically a
Well, no, we got Bloodshot, so
and The Pacifier.
Yeah.
So there's some good. There's some good coming. But no. I mean, nonetheless, I'm just happy to be talking about our bald friend.
And who knows? Maybe this won't be the only social distancing special. Yeah, we'll have to do this again.
See how things are going in 2 weeks.
But I guess that's all I got for XXX.
Yeah, there's really not much to it.
Do not Google XXX.
Yeah, no, out of context. Do not. No. Make sure you do XXX
movie.
Vin Diesel, or movie. Even then, you might be risking
it. Oh, that's true, yeah. This has been the Non-New Movie Review.
2020.
Quarantine. You can find us. We're still online at twitter.com/notnewmovie.
Not new movie.
For now, you know, until the internet goes down, and then,
well, pandemic hits full lock, just chaos, you know.
If the internet went down, I think we would be we'd be in big trouble.
We'd be fucked.
Because nobody. What's life like without the internet? You know,
it's pointless at that point. Oh, I didn't mean to burp again.
Patreon.com/notnewmovie.
Give us money.
If you can. I know you probably spend it all on toilet paper by now, but
yeah.
I only got two packs. How are you doing, by the way? Are you washing your hands?
Oh, so much. Like, my hands are, you can't see, they're so raw from washing them so much.
They're just bone.
I carry hand sanitizer to work with me. I have like 8 packs of Clorox wipes. I just want to make one statement. With as much toilet paper as people are buying, I better not hear about dirty assholes for at least a year. Also,
do you think people are going to start eating more ass?
If this leads to cleaner asses, then I would assume so.
Right, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Maybe the one good outcome of this is that we will all embrace the act of eating ass.
Do you think people, since they have so much toilet paper in back stock, like in their homes, once this all blows over, do you think people are just going to start using more toilet paper than they usually do because they have it?
It's very possible. I could see a lot more pranksters out there.
Like instead of, I got to be careful with this roll. I don't want to run out. They're just going to use like, you know, they're going to four-ply it up.
They're going to just make a glove on their hand.
Yeah,
yeah. Which yeah. I kind of did before, but I've been a little more sparing. I will say this, because I work at a grocery store. I set myself aside a 6-pack, like, the first day that, like, the toilet paper mania started.
Right.
And, like, at the end of the day, we were all sold out. So I was walking to cash out with my roll of toilet paper. People were eyeing me like they were going to stab me for it.
Well,
One lady was like, are you putting that back on the shelf? And I'm like, no, this is mine.
Yeah, I mean, you have a privilege to get it because you work there, you know.
Yeah,
you should get it. You should get first dibs.
Damn right.
Before all this started, the thing is, we just bought a pack like before all this went down.
Yeah, same.
So I have, I think, 4 rolls left of that one. And then I have 1 packet as a backup.
Yeah, I think we have like 8 rolls altogether, which is plenty. And like I said, I have first dibs at work, so I'm not afraid of running out.
But are you guys going to get more in stock, or are you?
Oh, yeah, we get more in stock every delivery.
Oh, okay. I thought big teepee is running low, I think.
That you would see riots then.
But this is the other thing. Toilet paper is not a necessity.
No, the only reason
you can wipe your ass with a washcloth or a...
get a fucking bidet.
Yeah.
Like, the only reason that people are stockpiling it is because they saw other people stockpiling it.
Right,
so yeah. So then people are stupid like sheep and they're like, oh, now I should probably stockpile it just because my neighbor Johnny did.
But it's like you're better off getting food from the freezer section than the toilet paper. Or
canned
paper.
Goods.
Like, even if you had to... if we went to code... what's worse than red? Dark red.
Oh God!
If we went to
dark red,
if we went to code dark red, where the internet was down, the electric grid goes down, right? And and we're all out of toilet paper at that point. The worst case scenario, you have to get a cup of water and like splash it on your ass.
Yeah, no, you're fine. There's countries that they think toilet paper is disgusting. Which, you know, you think about it, it kind of is. We're just wiping our ass with paper. It's gross.
it works pretty well. I don't know.
I'd rather have a bidet. But you can buy bidet attachments for your toilet.
Right, but then what do you do? Like, how do you dry it?
I think, at least I would still have toilet paper, but I wouldn't think I would need as much. Because I would just need just enough to dry my butthole.
I guess that is true. Yeah, I guess that's true. I'm more worried about so if I get a bidet, I'm more worried about is the water just going to go up my asshole or is it going to go on my
here's the thing.
My thighs too.
It's a singular shot. Like it's supposed to be like a sniper shot. they make really high tech ones that like you can aim it, you can change the pressure, and you can change the temperature. So,
what happens if I sit just a little different, like and it shoots?
Well, I also think like they make it so like you can have it at a certain trajectory, so it'll always caress your butthole.
Oh, so, okay, like, yeah.
Yeah, obviously you got to do some adjusting. You know, you don't just like detach that bad boy and then just expect a clean asshole, you know?
Huh, yeah, I guess that's true. Do you still wipe with the bidet?
I would. At least, but like I said, I would use less toilet paper because I would just have to clean my butthole, like just to dry it.
But do you wipe first and then bidet?
I would bidet first, get it all wet and just really moist and stuff.
And just see what comes out and then do the wipe.
Yeah, and then do the wipe. And then okay. If I have to bidet some more.
I see. Should we cover... No, we probably shouldn't do that.
Cover what?
Should we cover some type of pandemic movie?
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, because that's the thing. Contagion is...
Oh, I've never seen that, but everyone says that it's fucking terrifying.
But right now, I mean, I'm going to look and see where it is right now. But I read a Hollywood Reporter article that said that Contagion is on the iTunes top 10 charts because people are watching it so much.
I mean, we could do a Contagion episode.
Right now, seen it. It's number 3 right now.
Jesus Christ.
Top movie on iTunes.
I really want to see it, but I also know it'll probably terrify me right now.
Yeah.
Although the disease in Contagion, from what I understand, kills you in 3 days, whereas COVID-19... most people will survive.
Well, it killed a guy in 2 days the other day, so.
Well, he's probably like had issues already.
No, he was perfectly healthy.
I don't believe that.
No, I swear to God. So
I like that.
So a friend that I know works at the same hospital that guy worked at, right? Uh-huh. And she works in HR. And the guy just started working there 3 weeks ago. And she literally like gave him his orientation packet. So he was fine like 3 weeks ago. And then he got it on a Thursday and he died on Saturday.
I don't like that.
Now he did smoke.
That okay.
But I mean, you know, people who smoke and still get sick, you know.
Yeah, but I guess it's it can be really bad respiratory illness.
Yeah, and that's like, basically what it was, yeah.
Yeah. Like if we got it, as long as we took care of ourselves, I think we'd be fine.
Wow, this movie looks crazy. I've never even heard of it before.
Contagion?
Yeah.
I know, I've heard it's really good, but like everyone says like it's fucking terrifying.
Steven Soderbergh, okay.
Yes, great director.
Wow. Who's Michael? I mean, oh, never mind.
It's got Matt Damon in it.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Oh, Kate Winslet. Wow, yeah. I might watch this.
I really want to watch it.
But, you know, maybe we'll do an episode after all this is over.
Yeah.
Number one, we got Jumanji The Next Level.
Ugh.
And number two, Star Wars.
It always sounds like my neighbors are like having a war.
I can hear them, yeah.
Yeah, like they're like rolling something across the floor.
Now, here's Spies in Disguise. Guess which number that is on here.
7.
Close.
6?
Closer.
5.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's an animated movie, you know. All the kids are stuck home. Parents are like, I'll rent this fucking movie.
That's true. Well, you think the parents are putting on Contagion? For the
Jesus Christ.
Here, this is what's going on outside.
Mommy, what's happening? Well, I'll show you.
Do you have any plans for your quarantine?
Well, here's the thing. I wish I could be quarantined.
Well, okay, same here. But what about your half quarantine? Like,
you mean just staying home?
Yeah.
I mean, just the same shit I normally do. My lifestyle doesn't really change that. I mean, I still go to my girlfriend's, but other than that.
You go outside.
Yeah, like, well, I feel like I walk to my car and then, like, I go to my girlfriend's. And, like, I still order food because you can still order food. Like, we ordered food from Grubhub last night and they, like, left it on the stoop for us and called.
Yeah, see, here's the thing. I'm not doing that. Because I don't know who's touching my food these days. You know?
I guess.
I'm going to stay away from that for a little bit. Because I thought about it today. I really wanted Chipotle, and I was like, I haven't ordered food in forever. This is my weekend. I'm gonna, you know. So I went on Grubhub, and I was like, I thought about someone like coming to my door, and I was like,
I'd rather get Corona than have Chipotle.
No. you just don't like the one type of rice or whatever.
Oh, no, I had their other food, like, recently. I wasn't a fan. I think Moe's is better.
They both have their strengths. I do love Moe's as well.
But I would love, like, if they did put us on, like, forced lockdown, but, like, we could still get paid. Oh, yeah, you're back. But,
Oh, what?
But I can see you again.
Mine says poor connection.
Oh, I guess only one of us can see the other at once.
Okay.
But, I would love it if, like, they were like, hey, everyone has to stay in their house for, like, 3 weeks. Like, but we'll make sure you get paid or whatever. I would be like, hell yeah.
Well, see, here's the thing. My work said that if they had to, they would pay everyone for the time, like 2 weeks or whatever that it was. But now they're saying that they will not.
Oh.
Well, they're saying, they would still pay us if we couldn't go in. What they're saying now is that they don't plan on us not coming in.
Yeah.
I mean, I work in TV. And they're telling us I'm like a crew person. And they're telling us that we're just as important as like nurses.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no.
Yeah,
or not.
I work at a grocery store and I'm being told the same thing. And I'm like, yeah. I don't believe that.
No. If I wanted to be a nurse, I would have been a nurse.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, it's weird. It's very strange.
Yeah. Well, my phone's about to die.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, this has been Triple X, and this has also been the Not New Movie Review.
Yes, lots of bidet talk. We're actually sponsored by bidets. Just in general.
Sponsored by ass water.
Ass water?
Do you get it before or after it touches an asshole? You don't know.
It's part of the game.
It's like kind of
hungry hippos.
It's like the beans. Anyone remembers the beans?
Oh, I still have those fucking beans.
You take a swig of the water and it's either.
I still have them. Should eat them again for old times' sake. Now that they've marinated for 2 years.
Oh, get the same beans.
It's the same beans.
Oh, gross. Oh.
Oh God.
Well, I'm gonna go. What time is it?
Yeah. 7.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. I don't have much time. I have to go soon anyway. So
yeah, I'm gonna go take a shower.
All right. I guess I might be FaceTiming you again. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll send you the audio link or audio clip or whatever.
Oh yeah, if you want to just put it on Google Drive or something.
Yeah.
Some kind of, I don't know. It doesn't really matter how you send it to me, but you know.
Yeah.
Through the internet.
Yes. All right.
All right.
Phone's about to die.
Okay.
Peace out.
Bye.